Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tuesday, May 6th, myself, Don Stenslin, Dom Giordano, Rich Zeoli, 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
So we'll be back in the next morning doing the show right after that. I'm just going to come right to the studio and crash on the couch.
I knew that was going to be the first thing you were being like, oh, can I? I don't know. That's a long
day. It's a long day.
It's a long day for
me. You know what? Team player?
So get tickets right now. 1210WPHT.com. They are selling super fast. We thank the Colonial Theater for somebody reached out to me. I think it was Tasha and said, I'm surprised Phoenixville let you guys in, because we try and do Republican committee meetings here, and there's not a lot of places that'll host us well.
Really?
Yeah.
Phoenixville?
Yeah. So, no, the Colonial Theater was great. So, okay. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to being there on May 6th.
I like heading out that way.
By the way, this the fourth hour of the cut sheet is brought to you by Garden State Earthworks. Do you have water on your property giving you a headache, soggy yards, damp patio, floating, wrinkling pool liners, water invading your home? Call Garden State Earthworks. Lou Varga and everybody at Garden State Earthworks, they're great people. Tell them you heard about them on Kale and Company, 1210 WPHT. Your drainage solution, Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444. That's 856-848-4444. Thank you, Garden State Earthworks, for sponsoring the never-ending What's on the Cut Sheet.
Here's a question for you, because the greater Chris has jumped in.
Yeah, love Chris.
In regard to our post at 1210 WPHT. And Zeoli, who retweeted it, he said, I guess my head really has gotten bigger from all the TV appearances. Looks like an orange on a toothpick. And the greater Chris says, your picture, in reference to Zeoli's head, is different than the other three. The greater Chris is claiming that this is a bigger conspiracy than when CNN oranged up Trump's face. Remember, we broke that down for you last week. So if you look at it, Zeoli's head is like twice as big as everybody else's head in the show in the shot.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. But you're right. I think that photo was sent out on X, right?
It was.
Okay. I'm just looking at it. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Zeoli said, yeah, it was on the station Twitter.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the pot, look how big. See, Dawn, yeah. Dom, and myself.
That's also an old picture of you, too.
It is. That's when I was skinnier. And my beard was thicker. No, I'm not, Hummel. No, I'm not. No, that's fake news. I've lost less than a pound in 16 days. Something's not right. I think the scale's broken.
Okay.
I'm going to investigate.
That might be the case.
I'm going to investigate
later
today.
It's a rank system.
It is. It is.
Are you are you 6'3", 224 like Trump claims to be?
No, I'm 5'9", 216. It's gone
Did
bad.
You see the meme? You guys might have seen it. Where they say Trump is 6'3", 224, and then they show DK Metcalf
yes.
of the Seahawks, yep. where he's like 6'3", 230, and the yep. dude's just ripped.
Yep.
And then it's like Donald Trump with his like golf shirt that's fitting extremely loosely. And well, it's still not that flattering.
Well, let's get to that. Look, there's no doubt in my mind that, like, weight aside,
right.
first of all, I don't know why you would lie about weight, but weight aside, there's no question in my mind that this dude is in really good health. There's nobody can argue that.
Right.
But some of the statistics here, Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Fox News, on Trump's annual physical results, this is cut 16, Phil, says that he is a primary care doctor's dream.
Like, so you're telling me you can eat what he does and be a primary care doctor's dream? Maybe
I'm
it
just going to eat McDonald's for the rest of my life and live forever.
Well, we had that story a week ago where the guy lost 132 pounds eating nothing but Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's good for you.
Yeah. One nugget a day.
And by the way, just because...
One nugget a day.
And by the way, just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy.
No.
And just because you're fat doesn't mean you're unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Well,
No. Yeah. But on people's definitions, like the clinical definition of fat is way...
Oh, it's so dated.
It's so dated. Right
well,
now.
And that's... You know why? That's so that they can stick you on all
yes,
sorts of drugs. That's why everyone's diagnosed with ADHD. I know you guys, you know, that was a big topic of conversation, right? The whole...
Yeah.
Adderall thing, right?
Yeah.
But the reason if you can broaden the criteria to diagnose somebody with a condition, you can then find more reasons to put them on drugs,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So that I think has happened. you know, everybody claims they're autistic now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and there are there's definitely a rise in it, but like a social tic is not autism. It's just a social tic. Autism is something totally different. And so like, I think you have a mix of the two where, you know, like there's definitely a rise in autism. And is that linked to vaccines? It could be, I guess we'll find out. But like, is it one in 32? Like the numbers say now, I don't know if it's like that. I don't know if it's that drastic, but well, I guess we'll see.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Trump's physical, by the way, I think he's going for a colonoscopy today. So
you guys should go together
when they, when they go under, when he goes under, J.D. Vance is sworn in as president.
Oh, is that true?
For the whatever.
Yeah.
In the event.
Yeah.
That
I think
Kamala
he's not like,
well.
Yeah.
He's not sworn in like as the president, but he's, it's like preemptively sworn
in. Oh, okay.
Yes. It's kind of like, because it like, so he, J.D. Vance won't be the 48th president when this happens.
Right.
It's kind of like you take the oath in an abundance of caution if.
Yes.
Something were to go wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. So there, I guess in theory, then that happened three or four times when Kamala was the vice president, right?
They said that she was already the president like several times, which is silly. But.
So I'm going to get to Nicole Sapphire in a second. And after that, I want to address a tweet that my friend Ellen Cloje sent me about my comments about the media being vultures. She's not happy with me. Mm-hmm. So I'll get to that right after Nicole Sapphire. Roll this.
I do want to ask you about President Trump's recent physical, call for number three right here. Some of the data from that, his physician showing him at 6'3", 225. He's down about 20 pounds from his last physical in 2020. He's got a resting heart rate of 62 beats per minute. Dr. Sapphire, translate that for us. Are these some pretty good numbers here?
Yeah, so let me tell you, first of all, President Trump is the pillar of health, physically and mentally. And I'm not just saying for a 78-year-old, I'm actually saying he is the primary care doctor's dream. If you look at his physical exam 5 years ago, he had high cholesterol, he was classified as being obese. He has now dropped his cholesterol by 85 points. That's almost unheard of. Yes, he had a little help from some medication, but medication alone won't do that. It has to be diet and exercise. And he's also dropped about 20 pounds. The president may have a little bit ways to go in terms of maybe he could drop a few more pounds to get to that healthy BMI. But overwhelmingly, his physical and mental fitness seem on point. Again, not just for a 78-year-old, but just for someone in general. He seems to be very healthy, and he's keeping up with all of his wellness checks. And really, there were no red flags, no concerns on his physical exam, and I'm really happy to see that.
Yeah, and just looking at him, it does look like he has shedded that weight since 2020. Dr. Sapphire, thanks so much.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I don't question the fact that he's lost 20, 25 pounds. I just question what the number was before and what it is now. Like, I don't think it was 244, 224. I think it was more like 265, 245 now.
Ooh, you're playing with fire there, Sam.
Now,
you better watch it.
And I understand
Listen
the
to
whole
me. No,
like,
no, no.
Muscle fat
that.
Thing.
No, you don't want to do that. Let me just tell you, the last person who did that, his name was Abdul. And we had a lot of problems, right?
He's now in an
We don't want to do that.
A Salvadorian
right?
jail.
Because
That's right.
We're going to stick you in an El Salvador. You have to do the show from jail, right? You don't want to do that. Kale and Company should be called Jail and Company, right? It's no good.
Put a YouTube camera in the joint with me.
You better watch it. Well, Christy Numb did it. You better watch yourself. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You just better watch it.
You see him, though.
What the hell are you talking about? 260, fake news. It's fake news.
The white polo when he's golfing. He still has
not a good look.
He still has the sloppy pouch.
Should be black, you know. Should be black. It's a little more.
Sure,
you better wear black.
Is he really 6'3" too? Is that?
Yeah, no, I think that's legit. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's legit. Right. I stood next to him.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's definitely 6'3". He's tall.
No, he's definitely tall.
Yeah, I'm 6'2", and he was taller than I am.
Than you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But I don't know. I find this to be obnoxious. Obviously, this wasn't as grotesque as the covering up of Biden. But still, to say he's like a perfect pillar
specimen,
of health. Is just, he's like, what did she say? A primary care physician's dream.
Yeah.
I'm like... Really? I don't think so.
Maybe
it's obnoxious.
Maybe it's all genetics. You know what I mean? Like, by the way, a 62 beats per minute resting heart rate at 78 is fabulous.
That's what mine
is.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what yours is?
Yeah, but I have random.
How do you check?
I have random spikes and I go up to like 205.
How do you check? You don't wear a watch.
I have the little kit at home.
Oh.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You, how do you check your heart, your beats per minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a little portable.
Can't you just find your Can't you just find your pulse?
Oh yeah, you could do it the old fashioned way.
How many times it happens?
Yeah, like a nurse.
60 seconds.
Sure. But not while you're sleeping.
True.
Oh, not while you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's the resting. That's the whole thing with the resting heart rate. Because if you have a high resting heart rate when you're sleeping, it could mean that there's more. There's more. Or if you have a really low one, that's also not good.
Because I'll occasionally check it when I'm watching television just to see if I'm in SVT, because I don't know that I'm in SVT.
Yeah. If you have really low beats per minute, you're either in amazing shape or
terrible.
It's really bizarre. Yeah. You'll see these like endurance athletes. They'll get into the 30s sometimes. Yep. But if you're not an endurance athlete, go see a doctor, please.
Here's the other thing, too. I'll channel my inner Dawn, because I'm picturing Dawn. If she was here, he never drank and he never smoked in his life, and he was his good genes, and he never took that. So I mean, that's a part of it. Like Trump
helps.
You can sit there and talk about the McDonald's all you want, but the fact that that guy never boozed because his brother was an alcoholic, never smoked, did drugs. I mean, you do get more longevity. There's no doubt.
You do.
That's true.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. More ways to, there's multiple ways to screw up a body, and eating just fast food all day isn't good either.
I'll tell you this. I would have a tough time. Like, if you told me right now, Nick, you're going to die at 65, but you'll live till 82, and you have to make your choice between a cocktail or McDonald's. I would take the cocktail and dying at 65 versus giving that up and going McDonald's only and living to 82. Because I hate fast food. Forget the fact that it's bad for you. I just think I don't like it.
Yeah, it's gross. It's
bad quality.
I do not eat. I can't tell you the last time I had fast food.
Yeah.
It's guilty pleasure of mine.
You're a health guy. I see you tweeting out pictures of the pork chops and the broccoli.
Listen, when I'm not eating fast food, I'm a health guy. But when travel happens, there's no such thing as health. Now, I do enjoy, now that we have a yard, we have a house. My Blackstone is my life.
Yes,
it is. I must use it every day. Mm-hmm. Pork chops, broccoli, 100%. The best thing about, because I like to eat keto, it's nice for my migraines. It makes my migraines less frequent and less severe. But the best part about eating like keto is I could have buffalo chicken wings, because you just fry them, bacon, pork chops, broccoli. maybe a ribeye.
Yeah.
If I feel like donating an arm, I can get a ribeye.
Attaboy.
Because of beef. But I like to be a health guy when I can, but I also, I love a good McDonald's Big Mac. I can't lie.
I'm going to get back to the cut sheet in one second. I just want to address a tweet that I got from Ellen Kolodziej, who's a Fox 29 reporter locally here, but she's also, I know her, she used to work at the station. She says, come on, Greg, you're calling the media as the at the arraignment vultures. They're just doing their job so the world can see this guy. No wonder people are hostile to us. Come back, Dawn Stensland. Well, okay, I do agree with that. I love Dawn. These guys get out of the car and immediately, they're like, what do you think of this? Like, they're not going to answer any questions. I get it.
They start peppering you.
I understand, but it's just like, they're just like, they seize on this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's helpful. I know you're just doing your job. I understand it. I just don't agree with it.
I don't mind the journalists with that bulldog mentality. I hate the corporations that can't wait to make a documentary about it, like the Luigi Mangione story on Netflix.
Yeah,
that's why a lot of these sick people do this, and they even say it in their manifesto that they want to be famous.
Yeah,
they want to be viewed as martyrs.
Yeah,
and then we sensationalize it in the media. That's why I don't like when we talk about mass shootings. After the initial report of it, the first time we discuss it, I don't want to give that person's name any oxygen.
Agreed.
I'd rather talk about the victim.
Yes.
But that's not the sexy thing to do.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
But you're right to do that, because that's what they're looking for.
Yep.
They're looking for that notoriety.
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
Yep. And, exactly.
And the fact that this guy gets out and every news outlet in locally, nationally is looking to talk to him and screaming questions to him makes him think that he's more important than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's found guilty, in my opinion, the fact that Shapiro's kids were in there, he should get the death penalty.
Yeah, and I've got news for these guys like Cody Ballmer. Dude, we forget everything.
Yeah, I know.
This country tried to move on from Trump's assassination attempt in 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
You will not be remembered.
So so let me just say one more time to my friend Ellen. Yes, I do believe that a lot of reporters are vultures. Not you, my love. Not you. Everybody else. I'm fast. all right, get on over to YouTube. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Anna, who did you say this woman is who can't fit in
Jalen something.
Hurts?
I think she's... No, not Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
She hurts, but not for a different reason. I think
J-Bay
Productions. I am obsessed with her.
At J-Bay Official, okay, is
okay,
her,
that's what it is. Yeah,
is her handle.
She's probably one of the most delusional people I've ever seen, and I am here for it.
So you go,
I love it.
So you go over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. You can see this video. She's large. She's a large woman. And she tries to sit in the plane seats. And she says, quote, "My body's not the problem. The plane seats are too small."
Right.
So again, when we're talking about
her ass swallows the seat.
We always, you know, what's funny is we always, Cal, we always get in trouble when we do these type of stories. But
well, you know,
we just keep doing them.
Then stop putting your content out there, lady.
People say we
exactly.
People say we fat.
Well, no, Anna's like fat embracing her right now.
Oh my God, I love the fatties. It's like a weird obsession
love
of mine.
Jimmy, I need
I love
that
600-pound life. I love.
Oh, I love
I'm
those
just
shows
so
too.
Fascinated
yeah.
by it.
Yeah,
it's sick.
The 600-pound life is like where they literally need a crane. No. Crane to get from the first floor to the second
floor. It's sad and funny all in one.
Anna, you've officially made it. You're going to be on the board. Jimmy Kelly, pull that. I love fatties. Of Anna.
All right, let's go to J-Bay Official. Roll it, Phil.
Isn't the problem. The system is.
Oh, my goodness.
Airlines are making it difficult for plus-size people to travel by designing seats that are too small for even the average human. My worst experience on a flight was this one time when I was flying standby, and I got stuck in the bulkhead row. And the armrest couldn't be moved. The flight was full, so I had no choice but to stay in the seat. I endured excruciating pain for hours. Wedged between the armrests, which left bruises on my body.
Gotcha.
I was on the verge of tears by the end and in so much pain that I almost vowed to never fly again. The physical pain lasted 4 days, but the emotional toll of being treated like I didn't belong was even harder to recover from. Airlines aren't doing anything at all to make it easier for plus-size people to travel.
It's not their
when you're forced to buy two seats or squeeze into a space that wasn't designed for your body, it's not just inconvenient, it's dehumanizing.
Oh, here's what we'll do.
All right.
I'll butter you up on all sides. I'll slide you into the back of the bed of my Honda Ridgeline. I'll throw a tarp over you, and you give me whatever I need compensation-wise, and I'll be your personal Madden cruiser. How about that?
All right. I got a couple questions about this woman here. Before I unload, okay? Anna, you know who this woman is? Not personally,
yes.
But you follow
familiar.
Her, right?
Yes,
okay.
Very familiar.
Does she have like a metabolic a problem that is beyond her control? Why she's that size?
Great question.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I've seen her eating videos as well. It seems like it might be a lifestyle choice.
So in other words, she is if she ate like I knew people growing up that had literally. Like they could eat celery and put weight on, which is supposed to be like impossible, right? It's like one of those negative calorie foods where it takes more energy to digest the celery than it does when you eat
then
it.
Provides,
so that's not this person's thing.
She's not
right?
addicted to celery, is, I don't think.
She is big because she chooses essentially to live that lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm not gonna feel bad when I call her Jabba the Hutt.
Thank you.
That she's got Han Solo on the wall of her living room, and she laughs every day while she eats like everything in sight. It is not the airline's job to provide to design a seat for you. It is your job to not be like that if it is within your control. If it is not within your control, I have an immense amount of sympathy. I know how frustrating that must be, right? But like if that lifestyle made you like that, like if this was something that you just decided you were going to let yourself go. That's nobody's fault but hers. I'm sorry. Anybody who has a problem fitting into an airplane seat and are not dealing with circumstances beyond their control has nobody to blame but themselves. Yeah. And it's time in this country we start taking accountability for our actions instead of blaming somebody. It's not American Airlines' fault that you're fat.
Yeah.
And it's not American Airlines' fault that because you're fat, the seat is uncomfortable. I got news for you. I'm not fat, and the seat is still uncomfortable. Do I walk off the plane going to therapy saying I was traumatized because my rear end hurt for sitting in a seat for 5 hours? Like, give me a break. No. Seriously.
Yeah, it's the victimhood culture that we live in. Everybody's entitled compensation. No, you're not.
Oh, my gosh. No, you know what you should do? Buy two seats if you don't want, and put the armrest up, and there you go. All right?
And there's no doubt, too.
You're the size of two people.
Yep.
Now you buy two seats.
She says that's unfair and sizist.
Yeah, yeah.
What say you?
Sizist. Yeah. Then get smaller, then. Then and lose the weight.
And if she did eat celery, she would dunk that stick in blue cheese. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
What the?
Oh, look at that.
But you're no Ferris. You're right.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
Look at that.
Oh, get the YouTube, folks.
Oh, my Lord.
That actually looks about as close as possible.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, they did not look like you.
That is freakish.
There's your avatar,
bro. The fact that bong is the size of his whole arm.
Yes.
Let's get together and feel all right.
I assume
empathy, man.
I assume Kevin Pools made this.
Yep.
Kevin made a Greg Stocker action figure. GregStockerSucks.com. The man who brings it. We start at 6 a.m. And there's a photo of me. I guess that's my kid. I don't know what that.
Canoe?
A canoe?
You do kayaking in the Poconos or anything?
I boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bike that you'll never ride.
A bong. And the Grateful Dead. It's funny. It's good.
The
it's...
official Greg Stocker action figure.
Yeah.
Bong proportionally would be like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. Phil, do you have the kale one from yesterday? That one?
This one is proportionate to my actual figure.
I don't know, Sean and Anna, if you guys saw that. Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, he has
this guys.
Well, he has to pull it up.
So oh, jeez.
Give him a second.
Where do you see this? This is me at 215, not 197, like I should be. Where do you see this one? There it is. Oh, God.
There he is.
Bottle All of right. booze, golf clubs. Golf
clubs. Children.
Twins from hell.
Girls.
It looks good. It looks good. YouTube.com/at1210WPHG if you want to see the Nick and Greg action figures. Now, Kevin, I ask for Sean and Anna, please.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Can you put myself and Stocker up there side by side? I don't know if you can fit two big heads in one screen, but
I don't think he can. I don't think he can do
that. Okay.
We're asking him to do it.
Put my action figure in my actual box. Replace me live in box one with my action figure.
I had no idea what was going on with this trend. I missed something.
Did you see? Oh, I figured you would have seen all of these. The Biden,
no,
Kamala Harris, AOC.
I saw them. I just didn't know what the whole thing was.
Yeah.
I guess ChatGPT was doing this. So I intentionally decided I'm not going to be a part. Because, you know, when there's something that is so trendy, I always say, nah.
You go the opposite way. That's a smart move.
I waited forever to start watching Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? Like, just to make people, did you get your action figure yet? No, I didn't. Now stop. You know what I mean? You know, that's how I was. Oh, you watch Game of Thrones? I waited till season 6.
Yeah.
And people were like, I can't believe you haven't watched it yet. Like, I stopped watching The Walking Dead when it was trendy, you know? So
it's amazing.
I did that just to buck the trend.
I think Phil actually is going to have both of our figureheads in the boxes for the duration of the... Which, actually, you know what? Until I finish losing weight, I would like my action figure to replace me.
As long as you don't complain about airplane seats.
I'm in YouTube jail.
Oh, I love her. Could you imagine being in like a window seat and you just see that coming towards you and you're like, no, please, God, no.
No, I've dealt with that.
Really? That big?
Well, maybe not that big.
Next to you? Like a boulder? Like you can't?
Armrest.
The bathroom.
Armrest is up. Her side flap is in my lap.
Oh, her side flap is in my lap.
Side flap.
That rhymes.
God.
Side flap.
Yeah.
All right, we should.
are you a fan of side flap, Farish?
No.
No?
No.
Some, you know? Fat girls need loving too, right, Anna?
Yeah, they do.
Side flap.
I just love them so much.
And
by the way, if you go on her Instagram, I'm almost like jealous of her confidence. She's walking around in bikinis and just little tight crop tops.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
oh, she's
how dare you have the confidence I've never had before?
Well,
she's not confident, outrageous. Anna. She's fat Dylan Mulvaney. She's doing it for attention. That's what she is.
Hopefully her bank account's
working. It's balls. It's balls. Yeah.
All right. We should take a break and come back. And I have more. because, you know, the cut sheet never ends.
Think about that, man. Side flap. I'm telling you. 855-839-1210. We'll continue with the cut sheet. All the bells and whistles on the way shortly. We're back after this. Stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Did you guys see this? So I think it was last week. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, was in the White House, and she was there to advocate for a I think a naval base in Michigan, and also the invasive carp that are plaguing the Great Lakes out there. And so the press was in there, and she took this photo. Or they were taking a photo of her. And Phil, can you put the photo up there? She hit her face with binders. God.
Which I don't stupid understand, because we played the clip earlier last week or late last week where she was complimentary to Trump, and yeah, Trump was complimentary to her.
Yep.
And now she's like trying to hide the fact that she was. Is that really?
I don't get why you would do, like, it is more embarrassing to do that than to just have your picture taken.
Agreed. 100%. And so she was asked about that the other day, yesterday, I think it was. This is cut 17. And she says she kind of regrets that she did that. Sure.
So it was intentional.
Yeah. She's a meme now, like, for the end of time. I hope she.
That's what I do when my wife says, "Why didn't you take out the trash?" I hold up the folder and I
can't see you.
Yeah, it's like what my 4-year-old used to do when he was 2. Like, if you can't see me, I don't exist. You know what I mean? And that's almost like what she was doing. By the way, when they introduced her in this setting that she said, they played the Trump Apprentice song. Did you guys hear that?
No.
The money. Yeah. It was. I don't know how that ties into her, or if it was just like a troll or something. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But anyway, she says in this clip here that she regrets putting the binders up in front of her face.
Yeah. How was Washington? Did you?
She puts a thing up in front of her face.
I had watched your speech that morning, and I thought it was great. I thought you had touched upon really the high points of what's important.
Carp.
And the ships, chips, and cars.
Yep.
Carriers.
And then about 90 minutes later or so, there was a change in the direction of
the news coverage.
News coverage.
Yeah.
And the next morning I woke up, and there you are in the paper. Beautiful picture of you.
Beautiful.
You asked me what was going through your mind at that moment, and it was, I don't want my picture taken. That's all it was. I kind of wish I hadn't put my folder up in front of my face, but whatever. You know, I was there.
Whatevs.
I mean, I just wrote a book about learning to laugh at yourself, so I'm pretty good at it. And we all make, you know, we all have our moments.
We're good at it, too.
Very infantile, very petulant, the fact that you would resort to that.
Why would you go to the White House and think it's going to be like a private covered up event?
Bill Maher is willing to go and have dinner with Trump and break bread, and she holds up a binder to cover her schnoz.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Really? Yeah, it's a bad.
I just don't get, like, you're a politician.
Yep.
You expect people, like, you're the governor. Mm-hmm. You're not like, you know, you're not a school board trustee where people are going to snap photos of you at a bagel shop. Like, you're the governor of Michigan, a Democrat in the Republican White House. You don't want your picture taken? That's fine, but, like, it's going to happen. It comes with the – and, like, doing the whole hiding behind the folder thing, like I said, it's more embarrassing than just having your picture taken.
Right? Yeah, this is even more of a reason now next November to root for Ohio State to hammer Michigan on Thanksgiving weekend. 20-year-old men at the White House winning a national championship with more maturity than the governor of Michigan. Go Buckeyes.
Transgender activist Charlotte Clymer joined MSNBC's The Katie Fang Show on Saturday to discuss the ongoing political battle on transgender issues, warning that Democrats risk serious electoral consequences if they don't engage much more on the issue. Clymer, a former human rights campaign spokesperson, told Katie Fang that Democrats should be embracing trans and gender issues head on because they can easily win and have science on their side. Well, let's roll this person.
Right now, I'm not seeing a lot of fight from Democratic leadership in Congress, and that is a huge mistake, and I'll tell you why. We're going to get to next year, And I think Democratic leadership is hoping that trans issues will go away, that they'll be able to focus on broad economic issues and really fight the election on those terms. The problem with this thinking is that we have an open goal. No one's defending it. Why wouldn't Republicans keep kicking at that goal? Why wouldn't they keep filling that information void and having voters hear from just one side on trans issues? This is going to come up in the midterms. And if we don't fight back, if we don't contextualize it for the American people, we are going to suffer electorally. I promise you that.
Charlotte, you and I have talked about this offline. I mean, the Republicans love to fearmonger. That's their currency. It galvanizes people to vote based on fear, not on facts. I always like to say, don't vote on feelings, vote on facts. Ground our viewers right now on why making trans people the boogeyman is just something that the Republicans want to do right now. And to your point, they're going to move on from that and they're going to make another group targeted and the next round of fearmongering continues.
I'm offended.
That gets right to the heart of it. So there are two things. First of all, according to polling, most Americans believe they don't personally know a trans person, which makes it a lot easier to be bystanders when the trans community is attacked. The second thing, of course, is that only one party is really talking about trans issues. It's the Republican Party. They've made trans issues one of their central topics in campaigning and the national discourse, what have you. The more the Democrats ignore this, the more it's going to come back to haunt us in future elections.
There you go. Right, so there's a lot to unpack here. I hope we have the time to do it, because number one, I would say Democrats already kind of cater and pander to you.
That's all they do.
Right. And even if they pivot away from the non-stuff, because I don't think it's really an issue. The only two things anybody ever talks about is whether a trans man, and it's usually the trans man, not the trans female, has a right to be in a biological female bathroom, locker room, or in competition in sports. And yes, LGBTQ, the entire collection of letters, I don't know, is it 18%, 17%, 22%, 12%? But the T, trans, is such a small percentage of Americans that maybe there are common sense Democrats out there, or even the Democrats that did cater to you, that have decided, you know what, the grift is over. You're not a large enough they're not going to die on that hill anymore and lose because of you. That might be the calculus here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, is this Charlotte person? That's a male, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was just, I didn't want to assume, obviously. Because that's
how dare
taboo
you?
These days. Mad at how you. Dare? How dare you? But the MSNBC host said that trans people have to be the new boogeyman, which is
boogie person.
Yeah, it's absolutely insensitive, and I am offended. Yep. It should be a boogie person. Birthing People's Day is less than a month away now, obviously, you know. So to all the chest feeders out there with your bonus holes, thank you for...
Mayor Pete!
Oh, my God.
Mayor Pete, oh, we brought him up. I didn't want to bring him up, but that's what we call him. We call him Packer Pete, right? We understand why. Because he worked for UPS, right? And he did a lot with the packages, including
Sean Farish.
Copious amounts of fudge, right?
We have breaking news. We have the Kevin Poles has made the Sean Farish action figure. Oh, my God.
It's the first of its kind.
Phil actually already has it. Phil beat me to the punch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Should we throw it in? Or do we want to tease and bring the audience along?
It doesn't super look like him.
You don't think so?
Uh-oh.
All right, let's let Sean, youtube.com/1210WPHG if you want to see the Sean Farish action figure. Put it up there.
I think that looks a lot. He's got a fork, pizza, because he's been swatted.
A SWAT team, a constitution.
Worked at Radio Shack, maybe.
No, wait a minute.
If you work for
look at the shirt. It doesn't say Trump.
It says Trum.
T-R-R-U-M.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? Up or down?
Did Sherelle Parker spell that?
Yeah.
E-L-G-S.
It's in beta right now.
It's in beta testing.
It's in beta. We're working on.
My hair's not as long anymore either. But, I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
It says Make America Onion? Yeah. Is that what that says?
No. That's not what
it... What does that say?
Make America...
Is that onion?
It's almost onion.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Fascinating for our radio audience, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to say, make one for Anna, but if we can't get the spelling of names right, maybe we pause this activity for today.
Before we close up shop,
yeah.
Kevin, you got it. He said he was having trouble finding a picture of you, Anna.
Oh.
So maybe there's not too many pictures.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Maybe there's not too many pictures of
my
you
job.
Online.
Come on, so, Anna.
Right.
Go to Anna's OnlyFans.
Yeah. We should take a break and probably say goodbye to Sean because he has things to do at 10 o'clock.
That's right, he does. All right. Sean Farish, great stuff, buddy. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
We'll come back, wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. We've got movies. We've got music. We've got news. We're going to chat with Dom. And I've got one last story of the day. We talked earlier about tariffs and how it's impacting America with China. Where do you hear how Trump's tariffs and illegal immigration crackdown is hurting the beer industry?
And we can get into the SNL controversy if you want
to. Oh, yes.
Because I know you have a lot of thoughts on this.
I have to get this off my chest as well.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight. We're back after this. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Jimmy Kelly. What's our morning mystery movie clip today?
We are so late today.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
And you, Dr. Goodhead, your desire to be America's first woman in space will shortly be fulfilled. Leaving you on your flying stud farm, conceiving your new master race. If you like, yes. And of course, anyone not measuring up to your standards of physical perfection will be exterminated.
Certainly.
Interesting. Most interesting.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
How about this? Again, a pair of tickets. I shouldn't even say that. It's Fandango Movie Codes. To see Thunderbolts from Marvel Studios, only in theaters May 2nd. If you can identify that clip, caller 12 855-839-1210. You get a pair of Fandango movie codes to see Thunderbolts, Marvel Studios, only in theaters May 2nd. Best of luck. Caller 12 855-839-1210. On April 15th, 2025, what occurred today, Philip, in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kale & Company.
Today, April 15th, we celebrate the birthdays of Patrick Carney from the Black Keys, who's 45, Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, who's 57, and Phil Mogg from UFO, who's now 77. We also lost Joey Ramone in 2001, and yesterday Judas Priest announced Les Binks died. Singles include Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis in 57, Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. in 93, Bad Mood Rising by CCR in 69, Saints of Los Angeles by Motley Crue in 2008, and Let Me Hear You Scream by Ozzy in 2010. Albums include Aftermath by The Stones in 66, Second Helping by Lynyrd Skynyrd in 74, Metal on Metal by Anvil in 82, and Rock for Light by Bad Brains in 83. Also in 89, the Bangles were top the UK album chart. In 67, Frank and Nancy Sinatra became the only father and daughter act to ever score a number one single. In 95, the Dave Matthews Band appeared on SNL for the first time. In 70, the Woodstock movie won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. In 71, the Beatles won their only Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Let It Be. But lastly, on this day in 71, Rolling Stone magazine reported the Illinois Crime Commission issued a list of drug-oriented rock records, including Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit and Puff the Magic Dragon by Peter, Paul, and Mary. 420 is coming, by the way. 4K on Company, right.
I'm
Phil Umquist. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 5 days away. There you go.
By the way, Phil, when you get back into your studio, Kevin Pools has an Anna Hummel.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Action figure.
I will get it momentarily.
Thank you.
Be nice if we get all four of them in the little boxes. I like action figures in a box.
Is that easy to do,
Phil? Is that harder? Can you do it?
It's, yes, but yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
It's fine.
We have all morning. So,
it's always ish around here anyway, in terms of time.
It's only 10 o'clock.
And there's always tomorrow.
But
All right. I'll do it right now.
There he is, Phil Onquist with Today in Music History. We have our winner for the movie. Let me grab this right now. Matthew is in Sewell, New Jersey. Matthew, what movie did we just play for you?
That was Moonraker.
Yeah!
Yeah, Matthew!
Atta boy. All right, Matt, you got yourself some Fandango movie codes. How's that sound?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love your show.
Man. Thank you,
guys,
brother.
Are awesome.
All right, bro. There he is, Matthew, our winner today.
By the way, a couple weeks ago when we gave out Phillies tickets on this program, I believe today is the game. Tonight's the game.
That's right, the Giants.
Yes, they're playing the Giants. So if you got your tickets for the Phillies game tonight through 1210 WPHE, I believe Dom gave them away too. So I think it was on this show and Dom's show.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet your photos and say thank you. Tag us and say thank you 1210 for the seats because That's I'd right. love to live vicariously through you.
Damn right. All right, Anna's going to have some news for us here in about 20 seconds. Coming up still ahead, we've got this kind of, I call it comedy hypocrisy from the right when it pertains to what is good and what is offensive on Saturday Night Live. We'll get to that. Also, how Trump's illegal immigration crackdown is affecting the booze industry. Mm. We'll hit on that. But first, let's get to Anna Hummel with some news here at 10:01.
All right, let's do it. Not great news here. High school student mourning loss of entire family in upstate New York plane crash that killed all six passengers.
On second thought, let's go to SNL right away.
This is a horrible story.
Really sad story. Yeah. A high school senior's life was plunged into tragedy after her entire family was killed in a private jet crash in upstate New York on Saturday. Anika Groff did not accompany her family on the plane that tragically crashed in Copake near the Massachusetts border. Her parents, neurologist Michael Groff and urogynecologist Joy Saini were killed alongside her two older siblings, Karina and Jared Groff. And if you read about the family, I mean, they were MIT, Harvard, like just high achievers. So really, really sad.
And they went to Swarthmore College, right? Like that was the local tie-in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they were.
And this is just days after the one in the Hudson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Are we going to have to revisit these numbers? I don't know. This is the every couple of days we're getting this.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, yes.
I mean, I don't know the answer.
I think the answer is yes because we're only it's April 15th, and we there's not a day that goes by that we're not talking about some sort of plane disaster.
Close
right?
call. Two wings colliding and clipping each other.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. That was still on the ground though, right? That was in midair.
That was still on the ground.
A lot of things happening.
Yeah.
Not great.
I don't know. And always these little planes, too.
The private little.
Yeah, I'm not going up on those, those like Cessna things.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No. The previous boss had one and would tell many a tale about how things got kind of dicey up in the air. But that's
the previous
boss.
Not
for me. Yeah, the previous boss. That's what he
was. Anna, if you don't know, is a veteran of Florida radio. Tampa.
Yes.
Tampa specifically. Tampa radio. And for any radio heads out there, know it's a wild. That is a wild.
The Wild West of the South.
That's a wild
it's pretty
scene.
Crazy out here.
What happens in Florida radio does not stay in Florida.
No, it doesn't. It gets broadcasted online and everyone finds out about it. So
weird.
Hungary passes a constitutional amendment to ban LGBTQ+ public events, seen as a major blow to rights.
Public events?
Yeah, so like parades and stuff, right?
Yeah, like festivals, I imagine. Hungary's parliament on Monday passed an amendment to the constitution that allows the government to ban public events by the LGBTQ+ communities, a decision that legal scholars and critics call another step toward authoritarianism by the populist government. I mean, it's kind of like if this is the will of the people, then, you know, is this the will of the people?
So the LGBTQ+ community that feels so oppressed and attacked in America for simply just not being able to compete against women in sports or to use the potty with women. Do you think you're really oppressed? I mean, could you imagine if this was Hungary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically no Pride Month, right? Pride Month's coming up in about 6 weeks here in America.
June.
The whole month of June?
Yeah, they got the whole month. The whole month of June. But I guess this is the will of the people. And it's so funny because in America, they always say how many more rights and civil liberties the Europeans have over us. And I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Wow. Phil, good job.
There it is.
Wow.
Oh, that actually, she's got the karate
okay,
suit, the jiu-jitsu.
I'm not a brown belt, so that's stolen valor. That needs to be blue.
Oh, so you're the you're the Tim Walz of box two.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. The Kale and Company action figures has been completely made up. I guess Anna is now a member of Kale and Company.
There
look at this. And the three of us have our own action figures.
Now, what are those two? Like are those blocks of cheese?
Are those the wooden boards that they break
they
in
must
karate?
Be. They must be.
Because I don't do karate.
Now, why is your bong smaller than Greg's?
No, my bong is huge.
I don't
Greg's got a big bong.
Excuse me. It's a very, very big bong.
Isolate that, Jimmy. So you've got the American flag. You stole your karate suit from Ralph Macchio. And,
yeah, well, that's a gi. That's fair. It's the belt.
Your
the
karate suit.
The belt. Karate suit. No, we wear gis, but it definitely needs to be a blue belt.
You know, if they did a remake,
walking around with that.
If we did the Karate Chick starring Anna Hummel, it would probably go better than the one with Will Smith's kid.
Though there was a female Karate Kid. It was
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. Thank
was
you.
Was there
the
really?
Next yeah. Karate Kid.
Yeah. I must have missed that bad.
Everybody missed it.
Okay.
It came out like the mid 90s.
No, dude, that's my wheelhouse.
That's the only movie you've mentioned on the show that I've actually seen.
and it's probably one of the worst.
It is, for sure.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHE. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're here if you want to see the three-person action figure with Kale, Anna, and myself.
And I'm the only one that's fat.
Anna, what do you think? Do you think it looks like you?
Yeah.
It's all right. I thought it'd be way worse, but that is, I'll take that.
Who's the most accurate, if you had to guess?
Probably yours.
I think it's me. Sadly. Look how fat my legs look.
It's just because they make you look so short.
It's like I was compressed. It's like somebody put me in like a compressor.
Yeah. It's not good. Yeah. I do have one more story I want to get to
because
it's a fun one.
They even have Anna's teeth.
Yeah.
By the way, Hummel, you got great. Are those authentic teeth or do you have veneers?
They are real teeth.
Those are real chompers.
Two years of braces.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I used to have like buck teeth and then they gave me braces and they just made all of my teeth buck teeth.
So I'm way off. Like, I thought those were veneers.
No.
That's a good job out of you.
Thank you.
I mean, there's some fat radio hosts that used to be in the city that got fake teeth. So I thought maybe you, like, you know, because you when you were making all that Bubba cash, that maybe you got hooked up.
Nope. The teeth are real. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you. There is a scientific formula for the perfect day.
Oh, I like this.
I already know what it is. Started with a coffee and ended with a cocktail.
There you go. A new study published by researchers at the University of British Columbia analyzed data from the American Time Youth Survey, which recorded how thousands of people spent their time across more than 100 activities. Apparently, the formula for the perfect day goes as follows. 6 hours with family.
Oh, boy.
It's already wrong.
Plus 2 hours with friends. Plus 1.5 hours of extra socializing. Plus 2 hours of exercise. Plus 1 hour of eating and drinking. But with less than 6 hours of work, indulging in only 1 hour of screen time and a 15-minute commute. Why are they like calculating work into the perfect day? That's
well, you could love your job like I do.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But most people don't.
Right. Well, that's a them problem.
Yeah. So there you go.
Choose a better career.
What can I say? It's not my fault.
6 hours of family time. Oh, that's a lot of family time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of family time.
And extra socializing and 2 hours of exercising.
Here's my perfect day. I just jotted this down.
Okay.
Coffee. Radio show, nap, golf, dinner with family, cocktail on patio as the sun goes down. Perfect day.
No sex?
That's pretty solid day.
No sex. I'm married with children.
Just quiet time and a drink.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian Wagner, thank you, my friend. I believe that's 91 LSXer. I could be wrong. And if I'm besmirching you, sir, I apologize. Facts for folks who think the aviation incidents are way up. According to the NTSB, there were 67 incidents in January. In 2024, there were 80. In 2023, there were 90. In 2022, there were 82. In 2021, there were 74. In February, there were 78 incidents. In 2024, there were 93. In 2023, there was 82. In 2022, it was 99. In March, there have been 8. In 2024, there was 113. In 2023, it was 106. In 2022, it was 114. And 2021, it was 114. So.
We're wrong.
We are wrong.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this, Brian, if you have any facts on this, I'd love to see them. What about incidents where there were fatalities? Because, you know, mid-air incidences are a thing, but if there's no death or there's no crashing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is this commercial and private?
I believe so. Okay. Accidents by calendar year and month, according to the NTSB.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right.
Cool. All right, we should take a break.
All right, we'll come back. We'll give you a clip or two, a story. Dom Giordano will be in, and then we will talk to him as we continue. Get your action figures. By the way, we should put them in the merch store.
We should also, what we should do, Phil, if you can do this, put the three box action figures of us up during the commercial break so the people who are tuning in to YouTube can see the lovely work that our friend Kevin Pools did.
And leave mine there until I'm 195. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You're calling nonsense on 224.
Yeah, 224. And this congressman, Nick, saying we might lose him to the NFL. He added the body fat is only 4.8.
Oh.
The congressman said that.
Okay.
No way.
Not me. Yeah. There's no way people would kill for a body fat.
I mean, at this rate, let's just have him replace Dallas Goedert at tight end and get on with the show.
What are we in North Korea? Where it's like he's the most perfect specimen that's ever lived.
I know.
Like, I would concede this. He is lucky to eat, to not exercise, to mock it, and to be in... Particularly for age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The upper level of it. Mm-hmm. So why have to gild the lily with all this stuff?
Yep. Dom, do you agree? Do you know what your resting heart rate is?
I don't. No. You don't? You know what? I saw what his was. And 62, I think it's,
62 beats per minute, which is really good. I mean, it's like the normal range for like a person like my age is between 60 and like 80.
Yeah.
And you know, to have somebody who's 78 whose resting heart rate is 62, but again, no booze, you know what I mean. So, does he drink coffee?
Drinks Diet Coke. Diet Coke. I've never seen him drink water.
The elixir of youth.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm still in the camp that says drinking wine's good for you. I don't care what the science may say.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, harder liquor. Come on.
Yes.
So there's a limit here.
Yes. And by the way, Dan Borowski is, according to sources off the air, Dan Borowski weighs 220.
Hang on, Dan.
So if you think Trump's only 4 pounds heavier than Dan Borowski, you might be part of the problem.
I see this.
Hang on. Put on your mic, Dan.
Here he comes.
Yes.
Come into the studio.
Dan Borowski coming in now. 6 foot one.
Going to the studio.
What is he?
6'7", 9'10". I was promised a 6 foot eight producer.
Okay.
Greg reneged on a tenth there, right. but.
So Dan Borowski legitimately could probably be Joel Embiid's fill-in on a nightly basis for the Sixers.
Very unathletic.
And the results probably wouldn't change. Now, Borowski, you are, let's get your official tale of the tape here. As he's putting on his headsets, here we go.
So I am 6'7" and what is it?
Nine tenths.
9 tenths is what Dom always says.
Okay.
220 pounds.
220.
Yeah, and body fat of like 40%.
40%.
No, come on, that's not true.
You carry it well.
I don't know, but
no, it's not true.
But 0% muscle. I can tell you that much. I've been in the gym in a long time.
I can't believe 220. Look at here.
So,
he's 6 foot nine or something.
Yeah, well, that's true, but still.
So
that's
five inches. Flat belly, though, right?
I wish my belly was that flat.
Yeah.
5 inches taller than Trump, but yet only 4 pounds lighter.
Come on. Your witness.
Anna, do you agree that if Dan Borowski is 220 pounds, Donald Trump is certainly not?
Yeah, that's a fib if I've ever heard one. And 4% body fat, do they know what that looks like? But most bodybuilders would kill to be at 4% body fat.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Well, to be fair, I think they said 4.8%.
Then never mind.
Who said that?
Move the decimal place.
Who said that? Do you guys know?
Who's the doctor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Walter Reed. Now, Ronnie Jackson's a great guest to have on, but when he was doing your physical, Greg, you could walk out, go run a marathon right now. Anybody. That's what that
Walter Reed
say.
Was the doctor?
But Walter Reed Hospital.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure the doctor. They're not giving that up yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right, do we have time to get to the clip, or what do we want to...
No, we should break and hand things over to Dom. I think we've yakked long enough here.
Yeah, that was good, though. That's the kind of crossover I like. We talk about the issues that matter, like comparing Borowski to Trump's body mass index. It's my kind of show.
What do you have coming up this morning, Dom?
Yeah, you have a big guest coming up.
We have Bill O'Reilly coming on at 12:45, which I'll ask him about that with Trump. We'll get to the bottom of it, but... Also, he does his roadshow with Cuomo and Stephen A. Smith, and they had with Stephen A. Smith quite an hour back and forth.
Mm.
Will Smith run? The new celebrity hot guy is Jon Stewart. He's the one. He's polling better than Stephen A. Smith.
Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
What do you?
He said that he's interested in running at all, or
he's not. But you know, he's the worst. You know, the pseudo intellectual. I thought that was over with Jon Stewart, but now it's back.
Do you think that the Democrats legitimately should consider the outsider?
Yeah, I think they have to, because the people they're considering are the second rated or the top rated governor is Beshear.
Mm-hmm.
That guy would get torn apart. That's the guy that went after J.D. Vance's heritage and the whole deal from Kentucky.
Right. Yeah. And if he walked in, nobody would recognize
who is this guy?
Right.
Exactly. No, they have to go for something outside the box.
What do you think of Stephen A. Smith as a candidate?
As a candidate, I think he's got enough bluster to get by, Greg, in that he's pretty – and he's a good guy behind the scenes. I debated him on NBA basketball. And he was generous on that. He didn't stand up and start screaming and pointing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine the intricacies of Ukraine or the tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be good.
Neither can his producer.
And I can imagine LeBron James might enter into Ukraine or something there. That's how it might go.
By the way, Kale, I don't know if you know this. Dom Giordano is like a savant with basketball.
I've heard that, yes.
My friend Spike Eskin, who knows a lot about the 76ers, I believe that if you get Dom and Spike to debate, I believe Dom would win.
I think.
This is real.
True.
You should go on his Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast.
I would be happy to do it and bring him on here. He did come on here talking. He's very knowledgeable, but he's pretty doctrinaire.
Okay. Yes.
He doesn't let a word go by. Well, you have to have rules.
And he's very good at arguing.
He's very good.
I know you are too, but I'm just saying that it would be, I would pay for that.
I would too.
I'm sure the program director, though, wants no part of him on this radio station.
This afternoon. Can you imagine? Where are the torches?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Dom, have a good show.
Thanks.
What time did you say Bill O'Reilly?
Up at 12:45.
12:45.
Bill O'Reilly, 12:45.
All right. Stay tuned for that.
Anna.
Great job, Anna.
Thank you so much.
You're coming back tomorrow, I guess?
I sure am. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Get your Anna Hummel action figures, 1210WPHT.com.
Yeah.
They're selling like
teeth
hotcakes.
Are real. But... Teeth are real.
I was stunned. I lost the bet.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Really?
I had you down. I had you down for veneers, maybe with Dr. Benz, but
no.
All right, bro. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
Appreciate it. Everybody.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Stay tuned. Dom is up next. It'll be Anna and Bruno with me and Greg tomorrow.
Oh, good
and
God!
We will see you. I'm going to take some Tylenol right now.
Oh my God!
Get to the massage parlor, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.